night of Chanukah. The Nes, Chashmenuim, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they found only Pach Echad, a small pitcher of oil, which had only sufficient for one day. And the Rebbeinu Shloilem made a Nes, and they were able to use that for 8 days, which gave them the time that they were able to be metar themselves and make shemen the kahara. There's a kasha that the achrayim asked. The menorah, they were only able to use shemen zayis, oil which was made from zayis, from olive. Now the oil that they found, that pach, was shemen zayis, but the rest of the oil didn't come from a zayis. It was a nef, it was a miracle, it was a shemen nef, but it wasn't shemen zayis. So various achrayim asked the same kasha. I saw a sefer who brings a teretz from the Friedrich Belzeruf of Yisuchadov, who said that what happened was like this. He said, a little bit of oil of the shemen zayis remained. He says, then the Rebbeinu Shloimeh made a nes that more oil, which was shemen nes, was added to that, to the bit of oil that was shemen zayis. And we have a klal in Hilchos Bittul that is the din kama butl, that when you have, you're pouring into heta itta, and you pour in a drop, it will become butl. If there's enough heta to be mevatel the itta, it will become butl. Then you pour in the next drop, the next drop becomes butl. So here also what happened was, the nest didn't happen that in one go a substantial amount of shemen, 8 days, 7 days worth of shemen was added to the pach, but it was done in drops. And the mele, each drop, kama butl, became shemen's eyes. We'll talk about that. The etzem, what he says, is a big chiddush, and we'll get to that in a second. The Tirzuv in Simon Tufresh Ayin talks about the Bisyasif's kasha. The Bisyasif asks a kasha that the nef of Chanukah was really only for 7 days, because 1 day's worth of shemen they had. So the nef was that instead of only using it for 1 day, they were able to use it for 8 days. So the Bishyasa says, in which case the Chayri, we should only have a nef connected 7 days, so there should only be a necessity, there should only be a chiyuv to be madlik shiva neiris, not 8 neiris. We'll see in a few minutes what the Tirzuv says, what the Bishyasa says. The Tirzuv answers, and he says like this. It says in Zoya Kudish that for a bracha to be chal, there has to be something on which the bracha should be chal. The Zoya Kudish says it on the pasuk. The Novi says, "Ma yesh lechi b'bayis? What do you have in the house?" So she answered, "I have a pach shemen." So the Novi said, "Bring out the shemen," and then the shemen was nisraba, and everything, all the kelim that she had, became full of oil. So the Zoya Kudish says, "Why did you have to have this pach shemen to start off with? Make an effort, should be shemen." So the Zohar Kodesh says that for a bracha you need something, some mamushit, something should be there, the derech hativi, and then the brucha, the nes is that expands. She had a bit of oil that was able to expand. So he says the same thing was by Chanukah. In order that there should be a nes of Ner Chanukah, there had to be a little bit of oil left over. So Mehimele, he says, there was that little bit of oil. He says it should have used up the whole of the first day's allocation, which was that whole pach. But in order that there should be able to be a nest the other days, a little bit of oil was was left over, and from that little bit of oil the nest occurred. So he says, so Mamela, there was every day a nest, because the first day the nest was that a little bit was left over for the other day. I heard once an interpretation, I saw it in one of the Svarim, I cannot remember now where I saw it, but who explains this path, who explains with this Taz what we say in Mu'asiyah. We say in Mu'asiyah, Minoisa Kankanin, Nasa Neis Lashashanin, Bnei Vinu Yimei Shmainu Kobi Shirin Inunin. So he said that the Balapayit is trying to explain this Yasuf Kasha. Why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? The Chayr of the Nest was only for 7. So he says the Tadat is, because in order for the Nest to happen, a little bit of oil had to be left over from the Kankan in the first day. So he says, in Minoisa Kankanin, Nasa Nesla Shashanim, Shashanim is Remez and Klal Yisrael. From the Noisa, from what was left over from the Kankan, Nasa Nesla Shashanim, therefore, the Neidino Yimei Shmoin Makavishir Nun. And that's why they were Kaveya, that there should be 8 days of Hanukkah, and not 7 days as it would have otherwise been. Al Kapunim, this is the Tazer's Vot. In the Klichemze, in Pashas Ve'yakel, on the Pasuk of Nesiyim Haviyu, he brings this Tirazuah, and he says that the Imre Emma said that you have to learn like the Tirazuah. It's Mizah Zaydan that there was oil left over, because he said otherwise, he says it would be Shemen Nes and not Shemen Zayit. In other words, this Kasha that the Achroinim ask, that for the Menorah you have to have Shemen that came from Zayit, he says that the hechach you have to say like the Tirazuah. The Chayla, it would seem that he's also going with the same yisod, although he doesn't explain himself, the same yisod as we said earlier from the Belzeruk, that a little bit of Shem and Zayis remained, and everything that came, that was expanded from that Shem and Zayis with the yisod of Kama Butl, became Shem and Zayis.
There's no nest.
There's a nest. That's a nest. How did it? No, it didn't add it. There was a nest that it got added. It got added with miraculous shaman. It wasn't. You had shaman zayat, a little bit of shaman zayat, and the Ebishta made a nest. The drops of shaman nest came into this zayat. But the emes, it's a great chiddush. In Hilchus Bittul, it's a big chiddush, because there's a yisod from the Oynik Yantos who says like this: Bittul can take away issa. Bittul can't add demon. Lemushel, you'll have matzah that was baked lishma and matzah that was baked shaloi lishma, and the matzah that was baked shaloi lishma will be nis'arav, will get together with the matzah that was baked lishma. I need matzah lishma. He says with bittul, if issa falls into heter, you say through bittul the issa became heter. But I cannot say that through Bittul, Matzah, that was Shaloi Lishma, has become Lishma. It cannot, Bittul cannot add. Bittul can only detract. It can take away an Issa. But Bittul can't make cannot give a din that we don't have. It can remove Issurim, but it can't give dinim. Memela, if you need Shemen Zayit, is Mistaba, that Bittul can't make it Shemen Zayit. Bittul could take away an Issa, but Bittul cannot give a positive din that this is Shemen Zayit. So the Bill looked Ibba from Chaim Biska, that Chaim Biska said that the whole Kasha is Kemah for Emphron. He said that it wasn't the Nes Chanukah, wasn't the Nes the way we've just described it, that oil got added. But the Nes was that a little bit of oil managed to burn for much longer. That means the Nes wasn't in Kamus, wasn't in amount. It was a Nes be'echus, in the quality. That the Shemen that normally would have drawn in order to light it for this period of time would have drawn a certain amount of Shemen. That amount of shemen was sufficient to burn for 8 days. So then we have no kasha that it wasn't shemen zayit. It was shemen zayit. The amount of it's a very good teretz, but we have to go with Rabbi Sanya Rishayim, the Bis Yosef, when he asks this kasha. He asks this kasha: why did they have 8 days of Chanukah? Why was the Nes 8 days? The Nes should only have been 7 days. So he gives three terutzim, and in his last two terutzim, he says clearly that the shaman was nisraba. His one terut he says was when they pulled in the shaman. He says the first night they pulled in the shaman. He says immediately after having pulled in the shaman, the pach from where they pulled it filled itself up with oil. So therefore every day was nikah the nest. Every day you could recognize the nest. The first day you didn't need the oil, but there was a nest. The oil was created for the other day. That's why we do it every day. Or he says that the first day, the first day when they finished the oil, it immediately got full up again. The emes that the first pshat of the b'syasis, which is the teres, the first pshat of the b'syasis, he says that what they did was they divided it up immediately when they found this pashal shemen. They divided it up into 8 portions. And each day they used an eighth. This is his first test. But this test would go very well with the yisod that is set over for Reb Chaim, that it wasn't a nest. You could with this pshat learn very well Reb Chaim's pshat. You don't have to, but you could learn that they had each day they use an eighth, and that's exact. But the end is that's a very shver pshat, very shver. First of all, because we have a klal in somchen al nest. So Mamela, they had enough for one day, how could they divide it up into 8? And then there's another kasha, the Zachroidim master, the kasha says also in Tosis Rosh in the Sechta Shabbos, that there's a din by Menorah, that there's a din of a Shia, that you have to put in enough oil, that the oil should burn Erev Avoyka. In other words, you can't even put in oil at night, light the menorah, and then go along a little bit later and add oil. You can't do that. When you're madlik the oil, there has to be enough oil. She says, the lekis and the boyke badelis. And the nail of the mouth, alpiderach hateva, there wasn't enough oil. If you divide it up into 8 sections, there wasn't enough oil. So the chayda, they couldn't do that. And the Taita Tarash wants to say, if she did din of shetei the lekis, mehere badelis, the shia is not ma'akid, it's only din of katchila. Terit. About kapunim, with the second two terutzim that the Bishyotov says, and with the yisod that we saw in Tirzul, it's clear that the shemen was nisrabba, that the shemen begot more. So we come back again to the kasha that we asked. What is the chayra? How does this become shemen zayit? Yesterday said the amidach gelain vayove Yosef estibus amru el avim, that Yosef brought the boss and Rahi, he said Lashon Hara, he told all the things that the Shvutim did El Aviyam to Yaakov. Shteite Chazal, that one of the things he said was that they were eating Eva Min HaChai. The Shluah Kudish in his parish, Shluah Kudish in the state, the Shluah is a parish where he talks on each sedra. In Pashas Vayeshev, the Shluah HaKudish said, how is it possible, how can we say such a thing, that the Shvutim, that's Eva and Achai. Look at the Shluah HaKudish, and he brings the Gemura in the Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samachai on the base. Reb Chanina and Reb Oishia had the Sefer HaYetzirah. Avraham Avinu wrote a Sefer called Sefer HaYetzirah. In the Sefer Yetzirah, it has the sidus of how you can create things. So the Gemara says, Reb Chanina v'Reb Oishia, Bura Egla Tilta v'Chol Erev Shabbos. Every Friday, with the Sefer Yetzirah, they created a calf, an Egla Tilta. So the Shluah HaKodesh says that Avraham gave the Sefer Yetzirah to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov. And the Shavutim have the Sefer Yetzirah. And with this Shem in the Sefer Yetzirah, they did what the Chanina and the Baishia did. They created an Egla Tilta. And he says, since this Egla Tilta was created, the nest, it was created through the Shem of the Sefer Yetzirah, so therefore there was no Issa of Eva Menachai. Because Eva Menachai is only if it's from a behemoth. He says, this creature that they had created wasn't a behemoth. So he says, it looked like a behemoth, it sounded like a behemoth, everything you could, anybody looking at it thinks it's a behemoth. But behemoth is not, it doesn't need shechita. Shechita is only on a behemoth, but there's no even when they are behemoth. This is not from the species that the Torah talks about when the Torah talks about behemoth. So there's the Shlach Kodesh. And look at the Shlach Kodesh. Yosef HaTzadik was unaware of it. He saw them eating without Shechita. So therefore, he held that they had eaten Eva Menachai. But the emes is that since this was Noilet and Sefer Yisira, so Memela, it wasn't Eva Menachai. So the emes, we see from the Shluach Kodesh that the Shluach Kodesh assumes with the Milsa the Pshita something that possibly is not so pashut. And the Shluach Kodesh assumes as a pashtus that this is not considered a behemoth. But the emes is what Gvena Mokim Sezuz Neshetot. Perhaps we can say that there is a mean which is called a behemoth. Now the nest, you can create with the Sefer Yetzirah. You can create a mean that becomes a behemoth, although it wasn't born in the normal way. Al yedei nest in hilch in pashas nisim. It's very difficult to define it, but in pashas, because it's difficult to define it, so we don't understand exactly how a nest works. But in a bederach nest, something that's created becomes taka that mitzvah. Vemes, we find the shala in Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuvas and Siman Tzadik Gimel, he brings down in that Gemara in the Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara brings down that there were Amaruim Rova, who with the Sefer HaYetzirah created a person, Bora Gavra. He created, as if it tells the Gemara, Bora Gavra, he created a person and he sent him to the Bzeira. The whole Gemara and the Bzeira recognized that he was wasn't a real person, but he had been created with the Sefer HaYetzirah. So he evaporated. So it's a very, very interesting tshiva that the Chacham Tzvi brings, that his grandfather, Rabbi Yui Baal Shem, who was the Reuven Chelm, created a person with a Sefer HaYetzirah. It's a tshuva, the Chacham Tzvi. I invite you to look it up. Those of you that look incredible, look it up at your zayin, that he brings it. But what's more, the Chacham Tzvi's son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Chelik Beis, Simon Pei Beis, he goes into some detail of what happened. And he says, it's just interesting to know that Rabbi Yui Baal Shem suffered a permanent injury whilst when he made the Goylem. He decided to undo it. He was afraid that the Goylem was going to go out of proportion, that the person was, and he, when he attempted to revert his creation back to nothing, the Goylem didn't allow himself, and he injured Rabbi Yui Baal Shem. The Yaakov Emden brings this down in the Tshuva about Kapunim. It's a very interesting thing, because we would normally assume when somebody would say the word Goylem, everyone would say Meral Matrag. But for me it would seem, because there's a tradition that Meral Matrag created the Goylem, for me it would seem that the Chacham Tzvi was unaware of that tradition, that the Messiah of the Goylem in Prague, because when he talks about a Goylem, he brings two Meshulim, the Gemura, Rava Ivra Gavra, and he talks about the Goylem that was created by Rabbi Yui Baal Shem. So he declared the Ashala, can you be Mitzaref the Goylem to Minyan? When you need the 10th person to Minyan, Baruch Hashem, Nebzul, that's a Shum Katzen to Minyan, where the Cholila to ever be in necessity, Nebzul can have had off the Seif HaYetzirah, so maybe you can touch around with this Chacham Tzvi. The Master Chacham Tzvi says, you can't do it. Or the Chacham Tzvi of Ashala, can you be Mitzaref to Minyan? The Seichat Zvulim, the Chacham Tzvi, begins to think, how could Reb Zera have killed this person? Although he did it B'dibra, but how could he do it? So the Chacham Tzvi says that there's no Issa L'Sicha. There's a Chacham Tzvi. There's no Issa L'Sicha. Because in the Torah it says, Shoifech Dam Ho'odom Bo'odom Doma Yishotach. So the Chacham Tzvi, what kind of Odom is there an Issa L'Sicha? Only Adam be'Adam, an Adam that was born be'Adam, that he was in his mother's womb. Be'Adam be'Adam. It's Gebet and the Gemara that from Adam be'Adam the Gemara talks about Ubrim. So where the Gemara brings the Noach is with Sivala Ubrim from this passage.
Moshe
Rabbeinu
also said something
with he was a roider, right? I mean, he may have been able to kill him normal, but it might have been. in order to avoid, you know, that they shouldn't be nicked, that he killed them. There may have been other reasons why he did it. About Kapunim, so Zukta Chacham Tzvi, that there's no Isra Tzicha. But it's clear from the Chacham Tzvi considered this person to what created, he considered him to be a proper species of other. Abkadekach, that he added Tzad, you could be Mitzaref and Dominion. His only shaila, the only reason why there's no Isra Ritzicha is because he says that the din in Ritzicha, the Torah specifies Adam the Adam. The Torah specifies that it has to be an Adam that comes from an Adam. It's a special Tanai in Hilchas Ritzicha. And the Bian Kevenzin, when he talks about this subject, he brings from Chesed Avraham, but the whole thing doesn't start. He said he's not an Adam. He said you can't create an Adam. He said you can make a Sefer Yetzirah, you can make Nissan, but you cannot make an Adam. It's Ikri. So he said, this person, he mamish says these words that I told you before. He looks like an Adam, he sounds like an Adam, but he's not an Adam. He's a Balchaz. That's all he is. He's got Chir, but he's not an Adam. So the Chayra kimt me'ayis, that the Chacham Tzvi and the Chesed Lavon, which Rabbi Yankov Benzin brings, are arguing in this Svura whether something that's created al yaday a nes, is it a new creation, a nes creation, or al yaday nes, can I create something that can be created in the Tibiyot through a nes? You can create that mean. Memela, this is the Shluach Kudish assumes as a pashtus that there's no din eva menachai. Libby, I believe that the Chacham Tzvi would disagree with that. But Elochanama, the Rabbi Yankov Emden and the Shluach Kudish would fit very well, that they both would hold that it doesn't have. Rabbi Yankov Emden says that an Udom created with the Shem is not an Udom, will hold a Behema created with the Shem is not a Behema, and therefore there's no Issa Eva Menachai. But the Chacham Tzvi, who says that an Adam created by Hashem is an Adam, there's only a special din why there's no Issa Ritzicha, will hold that something created supernaturally becomes that species, and therefore it can then that according to him there would be an Issa Eva Menachai. So if one would want to say a Shtikul Torah, a Pilpul, could perhaps say a Zulgifa was the Machloikis Yosef and his brothers, they, unlike the Shluach Kudish, who says that they didn't know that Yosef didn't know that it was Nivu B'Shem, maybe he knew, but he held that even though it was Nivu B'Shem, nevertheless there will be an Issa Eva Menachah. Oibadoi, let's come back to this Shem and Zayis that was created the Nes. That we asked the Kasha, as it's not Shem and Zayis. But l'chayra, there would be a shtakim mukam to say that gufa was the nes. The nes was that the shaman becomes shaman zayit. The nes was that instead of the shaman zayit coming from the zayit, the nes was that there was shaman zayit b'nes. It's not shaman nes, it's shaman zayit. It could be that it's tuli in the shaila, whether a behema, an adam created benef becomes behema adam. The master yichmein is a starke raya from a gemura in the sechta menuchus that samach test on the day. Dalton klärt the gemura chitim sheyadi beuv, that the clouds they brought down chitim wheat. That Rashi learned. Very simple pshat. Rashi learns that there was a ship that was sunk and had in it wheat, and the wheat that was in the ship got absorbed by the clouds, and then it rained down. Together with the rain came chitim. And the Gemara Shaila there is whether you can use it for menuchas, whether you can use it for shtei alecha. Taisus argues with that pshat, because Taisus says that is chitim. What's a shala? Just because it went from the ship into the water, from the water into the clouds, and from the clouds it came down again, nothing happened here to change what it was. It's chitim. So we'll have a look. Was it kosher chitim or wasn't kosher? The taisa, that what happened was like this. It was a taisa and a nuchas. It was a nest. It was a miracle. And chitim, the Gemara doesn't say such a thing happened. The Gemara says such a shaila. What would be the din? Chitim sheyadi ba'ovim. If the nest, just like, right, just like in the midbar, Eden had mum. So the nest is going to rain down from the clouds, is going to rain chitim. Klerti Gemara, can you use them? Zukti Gemara, lemai. What's the shaila? Ila menuchas. If the shaila is to use it for menuchas, amai loi, why not? What's wrong with it? Why can't you use it for menuchas? And amai is the Gemara, l'shtei alechem. L'shtei alechem, there the Torah says, the din, mimosh v'seichem. But l'shtei alechem has to come from Eretz Yisroel. So Messias is coming from Shemayim, it's not coming from Eretz Yisroel. So just clear the Gemara. Azoya Taisa, that's the way Taisa learns up the Gemara Shaila. Because we're talking about chitin that were created supernaturally, and the Gemara Shaila is, legabdom is bea, it's kushin. The Gemara Shaila is only legabdosh, they left what has the din of Moshe Seich. So now let's just have a look. Why is it so pushed that it's kushin and mizbeach? There's a din for mizbeach, you need chitin, just like for the menorah you need shem and zayit. So for the mizbeach you need chitim. What are chitim? Chitim grow in the ground in a certain mean which you plant, and out of a seed of chitim grows chitim. But here it's not. It didn't grow. It didn't come from a seed. It came in Hashemayim. It was supernatural. It was a nest. Is lechayra? You see from that gemura that the gemura assumes that b'nes you can create chitim. The Rabbani Shloilam created chitim. There is a mean chitim that grows in this ground that can be substituted with chitim shebenef. Now, gabba, Moshe Seichem, that's a metzias. That's nothing to do with the mean. They were not defining the species. It's Moshe Seichem is a metzias. It has to come from Eretz Yisroel. Klar de Gemura. Now, that considered Moshe Seichem or not? But be yisod, you see from that Gemura that something that's created the derech nes becomes that metzias. Oy vadoy, just like chitim b'derech nes or chitim, so shemen zayis b'derech nes could be shemen zayis. And I think it's yituchim. Just we'll finish another second. It's yituchim that even Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Shlul HaKudish, who say that something that was created with the shem of a tasty yitzira doesn't become that species, there could be a chilik between something that a person creates with a Shema, with a Sefer, the Shema, the Sefer Yitzira, and something that's created the Nef Min HaShemayim. That means that there's something that's created the Shema, Sefer Yitzira. There's a way to do it. If somebody knows how to do it, he can create things that the Rabbeinu Shlomo created the Bria Shemayim. But at the end of the day, it's not that creation. He's creating it with the Shem. Masha'enken, things that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is doing, the Nef, that could be a difference. The Meir Duk Kanzan, everybody. Will be meida that the shaman zayis that the shaman that was nisrava, that shaman nes is considered shaman zayis.
Chitim which comes from
Shemayim,
you wouldn't be able to say
amay tilechem and ashmayim. You'd say, oh, it's an amay tilechem and ashmayim. That lachnish, there's a shayla about a mom is about that.